Now, we come here to this sixth chapter of Deuteronomy, and in this sixth chapter here, you see him again interpreting the law for them. He says, "Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord our God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged." You see, the great emphasis is put here upon obedience. That is the great emphasis today, to put an emphasis on obeying those things that God has commanded. You see, there are actually only two classes of people in the world, those that love God and those that hate God. Or, as he makes it very clear in verse 29 here, "Oh, that there was such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts far from me," was what God condemned them for later on. And you remember the things Samuel said to Saul, "To obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of lambs." The Lord Jesus said, you remember, to Simon, when he gave him his commission, "Simon, lovest thou me?" I'm going to heaven someday, and you know what the most wonderful thing about heaven is going to be, beside the fact that the Lord Jesus loves me and that he gave himself for me? But I'm going to love everybody, but best of all, everybody's going to love me. Now that, my friend, is going to make heaven a very wonderful place. These are great basic truths that we're picking up in Deuteronomy. Now I'm reading verse 3 of chapter 6. "Hear, therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey." These are the things that are so important here. The fact that they were to keep the commandments of God, and they fell so far short, just as we do today.